has joined.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Are you the only one on?
Yes, the music was playing. I'm assuming I am.
Yeah, well, if the music's playing, then you're the only one.
Okay.
So we'll give it another 5 minutes, and hopefully somebody will come.
Okay. I'm going to mute. I'm doing a little cooking today.
I can understand that. I hope you have a wonderful Thanksgiving.
Thank you. Are you spending Thanksgiving with your children?
We have a Zoom set up with an extended family. Los Angeles, San Francisco, Denver, somebody in New England, and also my daughter in Atlanta and myself.
Oh,
has joined.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. I thought you had already started, so I didn't identify myself. It's Anna.
No, you're the second one, so we're going to start now.
Okay, I'm going to mute.
We're starting with the L'Shem Yichud. L'Shem Yichud Kud Shabarichu Ishkim Te Vidkilu Urkimu Udkilu Udkilu Urkimu Leakta L'Shem Yudhe Bavavhe V'Yichuda Shalim B'Shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah La'asok Torah Mitzvah V'Yino Amadunai Eloheinu Aleinu Ma'asei Yadeinu Kunenei Aleinu Ma'asei Yadeinu Kunenehu. So the handouts can be found on the Unique Astrological Times link near the bottom of the page. You'll find the Tomer Devora link. When it opens up, choose chapter 9, verse 4, which is where we will begin. And this is the first paragraph of that section. La'asot shehishkina tedavak bo al yadi ahit nahagot im she'ishto od zehirut harbe tzarich likach ha'adam Le'atmo la'asot shetihye shekina deveka imo elo tipared mimenu vehine adam beod shelo nasa isha peshita she'en imo shekina Gilal ki ikar shekina le'adam mitzad ankeva ve'ha'adam omed ben shetei ankevot nekeva tahtona gashmit shehiyo notelet mimenu she'er kesut Beona v'hashkina ha'omedet alav levarko v'kuv shayitain. Ve'yachzor ve'yitain le'eshet. Berito kinyan hatiferet. Shehu omed ben shetei. Ankevot ima ila'a. Lahashpia lo kol hatzoreh. Ima tata lekabel mimenu she'ayer kisut viona hesedin rachamim banota velotavo
has joined
shekina im lo yadu me el metziut ha'elyon. To make it that the divine presence clings to him by his behavior with his wife. There is also much care that a man must take for himself in this. To make it that the divine presence be clinging to him and not separate from him. And behold, it is obvious that when a man has not yet married, computers jumping around. It is obvious that when a man has not yet married a woman, the divine presence is not with him at all, as the essence of the divine presence for a man is from the side of the female. And a man stands between two females, the lower physical female, who takes flesh, covering, and time from him, and the divine presence that stands above him to bless him with all of them, that he give and give again to the wife of his covenant. This is like the matter of splendor that stands between two females, the higher mother, which is Bina, understanding, that flows all that is needed to him, and the lower mother, which is kingship, malchut, manifestation, that receives from him flesh, covering, and time, which are kindness, judgment, which is severity, and mercy, which is splendor, as is known. And the divine presence will not come to him if he does not resemble the highest existence. The paragraph uses this phrase twice, flesh covering and time, and it implies that it's taking, that his physical wife is taking these things from him. But it's really not what it's saying. The time that is involved is time away from the study of Torah, is what's the implication. The covering relates to marital intimacy. And flesh is the aspect of work that he needs to do to provide for his family. And the explanation seems to imply that the man is doing this not in conjunction and sharing with his wife, but as an obligation to his wife. And there is truth to that. It is an obligation of each man to his wife, to his family. But most people would say that it's not an obligation, it's part of the relationship. The second paragraph. Adam Poresh Meishtola Achat Mishlosha Sibot. Behold, sometimes a man separates from his wife for one of three reasons. Ha lihiyota nida. The first, in her being a menstruant. That was paragraph 3. This is paragraph 4. Abet shehu osek batorah uvodel mimena kol yemei hachol. The second, in his being occupied with Torah and separating from her all of the weekdays. The tzaddikim essentially would go to study Torah and separate themselves from their wives before they have children. And they would only come home for the Shabbat. That's what this is referring to. And it's the fifth paragraph. Agimel, Shehu Holech Baderech, the Shomer Atmo, Min Hachet. The third, in his going on in the way and guarding himself from sin. So these are the three reasons that people, that men separate from their wives. Paragraph 6. Uvizmanim elu hashkina deveka ukshura imo ve'ena manachat oto kedei shelo ihiyene ezav. The Nifrad Ela Leolam Adam Shalem Zakarun Keva Velare Shekina Mizdaveget Lo Tsarich Adam Lizaher Shelohiti Pared Shekina Mimenu Bihioto Yotze la derech v'yeh Zariz v'niskar v'hitpalel Tefilat haderech v'lechez poz Batorah shebesiba Zo shekina shehiyo Shemirat haderech omedet Lo tamid bihiyoto zachir min hachet v'yosek batorah v'kein bihiyot ishto nida shekina omedet lo v'shesh omer v'hina nida tarau afar kach Beleil tacharata, o beleil shabbat, o bevo'o. Min haderech, kol echad mechen, zeman de'ilat mitzvahu. Ushkina tamid niftachat. Lema'ala lekabel neshamot kidoshiot gam mishto ra'u lechodota uvazeh shekina tamid imo kein parish la'zohar b'farashat v'ra'i reishit Apkida leishto Tarich shetie davka bizman Shehashkina Bikoma v'haynu k'shehiyo Ben shetez Asur, the Cain, Pyeroshu, Batikunim, Parashad, Bereshit. And at these times, the divine presence is clinging and bound to him. And it does not leave him so that he not be abandoned and separated. Rather, the man is always complete, male and female. And behold, since the divine presence is coupled with him, when he goes out on the way, a man must be careful that it not separate from him. And he should be always alacritous and rewarded to pray the prayer of the way and to hold on to Torah. As from this reason, the divine presence, which is protection of the way, always stands for him, in that he is being careful from sin and occupied with Torah. And so too, when his wife is a menstruant, the divine presence stands upon him when he observes the laws of the menstruant as is fitting. Afterwards, on the night of her purity, on the Shabbat night, or on his coming back from the way, each one of them is a time of commanded intercourse. And the divine presence above opens to accept holy souls, so is his wife fitting to visit her. And with this, the divine presence is always with him. So is it explained in the Zohar, in Parashat Bereshit. The visiting of his wife must be specifically at the time that the divine presence is between the two forearms, between kindness and severity. However, at a time that the divine presence is not between the two forearms, it is forbidden. And so it is explained in the Tikkunim, in Parashat Bereshit, Tikkun 69. This paragraph is explaining how the separation periods work and how they're appropriate when you come back together, that you make the connection to have intercourse with your wife. Chapter 9:5, the first paragraph. Liken litik tikun hamidot kulam lakabel al mitzvot arotzev hizdal beg im bat hamelech vishaylo tipared mimenu leolam tzarich tehila sheyakashet atzmo bekol Mine kishutim umalushim Naim veim tikunei hamidot Aniskarot kulam beachar Shetikein atzmo betikunecha Yekawen lekabela ala bihiyoto osek Torah, benose al mitzvot, besod kawanat, ayichu tamid umiyed bihi, niseet, lo ve'ena poreshet, mimenu beze bitnai, Keyatahir Bikadesh Atmo Viahar Shehu Tahor Bikadosh Bikawin Likabiem La Sherkesut Viona Shehem Shilosha Divarim Shehayav Adam. To repair all of the traits and to accept the yoke of the mitzvot, one who wants to be coupled with the daughter of the king and that she not separate from him ever, must first adorn himself with all types of adornments and nice garments. And they are the reparations of all the traits mentioned. And after he has repaired himself with the reparations, he should intend to receive her upon himself. In his being occupied with Torah and always carrying the yoke of the mitzvot, in the secret of intention for unification. And then immediately she marries him and does not separate from him. And this is on condition that he purifies and sanctifies himself. And after he is pure and holy, he should have in mind to fulfill for her flesh, covering, and time, which a man is obligated to give to his wife. The second paragraph. Ha'achat l'hashpia lav kol ma'asav shefa min hayabin mezona. The first, to bestow upon her a flow from the right with all of his deeds, her nourishments. This is talking about his mitzvot. This third paragraph. Ashniya lekasod alecha mitzad hagbura. Shelo lish letu v'achitzonim, shelo yihye tzad yetzer hara be'aisek. Mitzvotav kegon lehanat aguf u'tikvat hakavod amdu mevekayotze. Sheyetzer haramatu beota mitzvah v'hiyo borei rachat mimenu mifne shehiyo ha'er va'er im ken tzarich lekasod ha'er va u'chas Taira Tamichelo Yishlot Ba Kayatsad Kolmasal Shem Shemaim Lihelek Yetzer Haravakain Tefilain Tzitzid Hem Meginim Yedolim Ba'ada Shelo Yishlotu Hachitzonim Bavaye Ragil Bachem. The second, to cover her from the side of severity, that the external forces not rule over her, such as there not be a side of the evil impulse in his involvement with the mitzvot, such as pleasure to the body, or hoping for illusionary honor and similar to it. As the evil impulse is then found in that mitzvah, then she flees from it because it is nakedness. If so, he must cover the nakedness to always hide it, that it should not rule over her. How is that? All of his deeds should be for the sake of the heavens, without any portion for the evil impulse. And so too tefillin and tzitzit are great protections for her, such that the external forces not rule over her, and he should be accustomed to wearing them. This verse is explaining how the relationship of a man laying tefillin and wearing tzitzit is helping his wife. Paragraph 4. Hashlishi Liyahada Im Hati Feret Bionat Keriat Shema Bikviut Atim Latora Uksha Yikba Ona Lakol Davar Yikawen Shezehu Onad Hashkina Bat Melech Vayesh Remez Leazeh Batikunim. The third, to unify her with splendor at the time of the recital of the Shema and in the setting of time for Torah study. And when he sets a time for anything, he should have in mind that this is the set time of the divine presence, of his connection to the Shekhinah, who is the daughter of the king. And there is a hint to this in the Sefer Zohar Tikkunim, the Tikkuni Zohar. We've finished or completed chapter 9. And there's only one more chapter. We will not have time to finish it. And I know it's about a half hour left. So does anybody have any questions they'd like to ask? If not, we have a deep Zohar class and our questions and answers tonight. One's at 4:30, the other's at 7. These are West Coast times. Tomorrow is Thanksgiving. I hope you all have a happy Thanksgiving. I will be having classes during the day. I hope you have a truly thankful weekend. Shalom Gadol to everyone.
Thank you, Hanok.
Thank you. Shalom.
Shalom. Thank you, Hanok.